here at KOW, we've spent a bit of time looking at something called the Seattle Freeze. If you moved here from someplace else, maybe you've experienced it. People are nice when you first meet them, but then they don't always follow through with overtures to develop a real friendship with you. Craig Downing has given the Seattle Freeze a bit of thought, and his antidote is to sit with strangers in their living rooms to watch short movies together. That's what's behind Couchfest, the informal film festival that Downing started in 2008. Couchfest happens tomorrow in homes all over Seattle.
You know, coming from a town like Austin, where you go get tacos in the morning and next you know you're like on a road trip with your next bandmates that you met half an hour ago, like, you know, it was a different kind of a mojo kind of feel. Some people were a little bit more hesitant. And in defense, like, I'm not sure if it was just, to be honest, if it was just a lifestyle change, like to compare my goofy self in my 20s versus moving to a cosmopolitan city in my 30s, you know, who knows which element it was. But I did notice, like, I kind of felt like my hand was left up too high and too long when I was giving high fives. And I just wondered where that was kind of coming from.
So why did you decide that having strangers hang out in somebody's house to watch short films would allow you to get high five returns more quickly?
Well, I mean, I knew that I loved films and I loved being on my bike, and I've been to, you know, a fair amount of like house shows or house parties. And I just noticed that as soon as someone got in the house for a house party and someone couldn't see the band, like a lot of times people would get out of the way. Or if you were at a house party and like someone was going for another slice of chocolate cake or for like another like red cup at the keg, that people were really like helpful and people got out of their way. And I was just like, God, there's something about this kind of shared space in someone's house. And I was like, wow, wouldn't it be kind of great to like have all these awesome people doing these awesome things come together for like an experience and a shared experience where they can have an excuse to kind of chit chat with each other. And so I just thought, well, I wonder if this would work. And I thought I'd just give it a go and see what happened.
Why did you think short films would work best for something like this?
I think it's because it's exactly that it's short. So, for example, like I know for me, like I've wasted more time, you know, committing to a long full feature film, and I'll sit there for 120 minutes. So I figured if it was a short, like I didn't think it was a big investment for anyone to give something a try, to be like, oh, well, like, I'm not necessarily sure if I'm in for an experimental animation film from Lithuania, but it's 3 minutes.
How do short films help with that sense of house party community that you were talking about? How does that actually encourage people to talk more?
The way that we build our film program is that even though each house shows the same 35-minute film program at that house, we always bake in a 5-minute intermission. So in the middle of that intermission, during that 35-minute program, people, you know, have an opportunity to say, hey, wow, like, that was a really funny film. I've never seen anything like that. What did you think? And they're kind of, you know, they're kind of all awkwardly squished on that cozy couch. And suddenly there's no films. And there's this 5-minute intermission. And, you know, you're not required to talk, of course, but I've been to these houses before and I kind of secret shopped my own festival. And it's just beautiful where people just organically and just authentically initiate a conversation. And the next thing you know, they're like, oh, by the way, like, I brought some hummus and some baby carrots. And like, oh, by the way, I brought some jelly beans. Like, let's dip my jelly beans in your hummus, which is a really bad idea, but why not? Let's try it. And so people just kind of like initiate this like conversation because they've had a shared experience. And that intermission with every program, we hope, kind of develops an opportunity for that to happen.
Craig Downing is the founder of Couchfest. He spoke with Jeannie Yandel. People will gather in strangers' homes all over Seattle and in 35 other cities around the world, and they'll be watching films together over the weekend. We've got a link for you to find out where to attend a Seattle Couchfest screening. Head to our website, kuow.org. You're listening to The Record.